Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Everybody, this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and I've gathered up a couple of cool cats to join me in the studio today. We've got Mark Castrava and Michael Vincent, who are going to be doing a show at the Oddfellows soon, and we're super happy to have them. First, of course, we need to thank Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, which is a great place to hear these kinds of cats at open mic on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to hear their music, you can be the star on Fridays and Saturdays at karaoke. Maybe you guys will all sing around together, and you can talk one of these cats into bringing their guitars for happy hour someday. But Cameron, thanks for creating a great space for people to gather and enjoy the beautiful life on the coastside. Thanks, Michael and Mark, for being with us.
Yes.
And Mark, you know, here you are again.
Yes. Thanks for having us back. This is the first time we've ever done an interview together.
Yeah.
With a couple different musicians in the same room at the same time. So thanks for making that happen, Kelly. And thanks to Cameron and Coastside Carousel and all you've done on these interviews over the years.
Oh, well, of course, aren't you kind?
Oh, I try.
Yeah, well, we're so happy to hear you're bringing another awesome show to the Oddfellows Hall. And it's October 8th, is that right?
It is October 8th, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. We're going to have myself, Mark Castrava, on acoustic guitar instrumental, and Mr. Michael Vincent singing his all-original cool, fantastic, inspired tunes. So I'm so happy to be sharing a gig with him.
That's so cool. Well, we just listened to one of your tunes before we got started with the show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a tune called What We Forgot. It's coming out of my new CD called Wooden House, all instrumental. I'm going to be using about six different guitars on this particular CD, and I'm doing some really fun stuff. That particular tune, we just recorded the backtrack with a baritone guitar, and I was up at my buddy's place, Rich Pearsall, who's my recording engineer. We were up in the Sierras, and I recorded it right next to a fireplace while I backtracked it to the original. And we were a long ways up in the hills, so it was really cool. And I think it's coming out really, really neat. It's a very neat sound on that particular track.
So it has that warm mountain vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. We did it. And we even have the campfire sound in kind of embedded in there as well. So, yeah, real proud of it. It's been great working with Rich on that.
I love it. And where can people find your music? We need to spell your name real quick.
Oh, my God. Here we go. www.markcastrava.com. Last name KOSTRZEWA. markcastrava.com.
That's not Polish or anything.
It's totally Polish. Right on the border with Ukraine, and that's where the family's from.
Right on. All right, we're going to listen to another tune of yours, and tell us about that real quick.
Oh, this is a tune called Peace of My Mind. It's probably one of my most unusual tunes. It's in a very unusual open C tuning, and I did this on my National Resonator. So a lot of people call them Dobros, but this one's actually a resonator. It's a resophonic, which produces a really unusual sound. This is very somewhat Indian-inspired, and Rich, again, did a backtrack with sitar running in the background, as you can hear on the intro. And I had thought about this a long time ago, and he confirmed it, popped it in there, and sent me a copy. And I said, yeah, way cool.
All right, cool.
Very unusual tune. Very cool tune.
Let's take a listen. This is Mark Castrava and Peace of My Mind. Did you guys all get that Indian feeling from the East? This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We just listened to Mark Kostrava's tune, Peace of My Mind, and he included a sitar in there because a guitar and a sitar. No, not a guitar, a resonator.
It's a resonator guitar.
Right on.
Yeah, still six strings, just unusual different sound it produces.
That's super cool.
Yep.
We are here today with you and Michael Vincent because you're going to be doing a show together at the Oddfellows again. You had a kind of interesting meet-cute story about you two.
Yeah. Well, I met Michael Vincent back when I was running the wine room in the harbor, right in Princeton Harbor. Michael and I was the music booking guy, and Michael showed up as one of the acts, and we got talking and found out that we thought each other were pretty cool. And we stayed in contact ever since. And then, leading into this gig, I'm a member of the Oddfellows recently, very proud member of that group, very cool group. And we had an opportunity. They sent a note out and said, we have an opening on October 8th. Can you think of anybody you would like to have? And it took me about 10 minutes. I said, wait a second, Michael Vincent. I would love to do a gig with Michael Vincent. He's been on a roll lately with his band You Know Who, and I just love his stuff. And I said, yep, this will work great. I called Michael, and he was all in. So very happy to make that happen.
Well, Michael, it's so great that you're going to be joining him at the Oddfellows, and it's so great you're here with us today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. And actually, I've been to a lot of the Oddfellow benefit concerts over the years, and I can never get good seats because by the time I get in there, there's 250 people and I'm at the back, you know. So now I get to be up at the front, which
hopefully you'll be able to see from up there.
Right. But it's always a great show. And the artists that Mark brings are always premier. And so to be asked to do this and be the headliner is a huge, huge honor for us. And we're very excited to be playing it.
So. Well, you've done some cool things lately at the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
So
Golden Gate Park. So there's a concert series going on. They did one last year and they did one this year with singer-songwriters. And it's on Wednesdays from 4 to 7 up in the city at Golden Gate Park, right next to the DeYoung Museum on the Bandshell stage. And that's the stage where Jerry and Janice and all of those good folks, played.
That legendary San Francisco.
It's just amazing. It's a great stage to play on. And we've had really good response there. And we're actually doing on October 8th in the afternoon on JFK Boulevard. It's also going to be a singer-songwriter thing.
Yeah, yeah, and if so people are in the city that afternoon, you're going to be at Golden Gate Park, and then you're going to hoof it on back here.
Yes.
You're going to helicopter down, right?
Yes, absolutely. And boy, will my arms be tired.
All right, let's listen to your first tune, and you can talk about it on the other side. We're going to be listening to Michael Vincent and You Know Who and his song Boulevard. Walking forward makes it move.
All those thoughts about you fall like shoes out on the boulevard. Love, do what you want, do what you want, do what you love. Do what you want, do what you want, do what you love. Do what you want, do what you want. Night train destination, screams like brakes are aching. You've been running through my hair. Walk, don't walk is changing. Big red hand is blinking. Walk away from her instead. Stand still, time it only crawls on by. Walking forward makes it move. All those thoughts about you fall like shoes out on the boulevard.
All right, that beautiful Americana tune you just listened to is Michael Vincent, and you know who, and it's on his album For the Record, and he's in studio with us with Mark Kostrava. They're going to be playing at the Odd Fellows Hall on Saturday, October 8th, starts at 7?
7:30 p.m.
7:30. And where can people get tickets?
On the Odd Fellows website.
So the Odd Fellows website, which is just Google Odd Fellows Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
So Michael, tell us a little bit about the tune we just listened to.
So Boulevard is an all acoustic song. It's Americana. And I wrote it about a relationship that wasn't going all that great and kind of imagining, yeah, this is not working out, but here's what it looks like to exit, you know, the whole deal.
Oh, the Boulevard out. Got
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Love it. It's always nice to know what people are thinking when they're writing songs. That's why I like to have people talk about them and the inspirations for them and stuff.
Yeah, well, my brother gave me guitar lessons. He said, so you can learn to do what I do, is to woo women. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked because all my songs are about breakups. No, I'm
well, you found a good woman anyway, but
yes,
it wasn't with the guitar, right?
Yes, that's right. I have a wonderful, wonderful wife at home.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we had a really good time. We recorded this song at Prairie Sun in Cotati, which is where Tom Waits did his most recent album. And so it's a very, very nice studio up there. It's out in the woods and the fields and the hills of and the cow pastures of Cotati, and just beautiful. And my producers wanted to put a banjo in the whole thing, and I didn't want any part of it because I'm just not a real big fan. And so we took a break, and he snuck the banjo player in, and I loved it. So when we played it back, it was like, banjo, I like it.
Okay, you know, it works. So, sometimes they do know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, he knows. This guy knew. So
awesome.
Anyway.
And then we're going to take everybody out with this final song of yours called Nightlights.
Nightlights. So I wrote Nightlights quite a long time ago, and I wrote it for a wonderful community of folks that was there for me during a very difficult time in my life. And I'd been a part of other communities that weren't as supportive, and I can still remember the first time I shared something that was really rough for me, and four or five people after we were hanging out, you know, came up and said, is there anything I can do? And they were just there for me in a really good way. And so I wrote a song for them, and it's been a very good song for me in terms of people have really not only enjoyed it, but gotten a lot of emotional response and connection with it. And right now it's currently being considered for a possible spot in a major motion picture.
That's
and
so
I won't
cool.
give you too much information because I don't want to jinx it, but it's pretty cool that this could happen.
Well, and the cool thing is, how did you meet the people? You don't have to say who they are, but how did you meet them again?
Well, we stayed with some friends on the coast during the evacuations of the fires in 2020.
How cool that a disaster has created a potential opportunity.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So you guys, it's just, you know, you never know what's going to happen. If one door closes or something bad happens, it just opens windows for more amazing things.
Yeah,
and with your background as in the ministry, then I'm really happy to hear great things are happening.
Thank you.
All right.
Great.
So everybody go check out the Odd Fellows website to get tickets to the October 8th show for Mark Kostrava and Michael Vincent and You Know Who. October 8th, 7:30 p.m. And this is Michael Vincent's Nightlights. And everybody, I hope you're able to be lights for others in the world. You guys are all lights for us here at Coastside Carousel and KHMB Radio. We really appreciate you. God bless.
In this dark, scary old world, we need night lights. Somebody there to hold when the darkness comes. And in part, with your love in my life, you're that night light. I close my eyes and dream, cause you're always on. Friend, you are the light of the world. Standing here and now with me, either up or down, when I call. And love, though it feels like the end of the world, I still believe that life's got a meaning if I know that you're there. When that hurt that's so deep in your heart sets you reeling, no easy answers come and you're tossed on the sea. And your heart in its pain rises up to defend you. That's when you need it to come, love that says I am here. Friend, you are the light of the world. Standing here and now with me, either up or down, when I call. And love, though it feels like the end of the world, I still believe that life's got a meaning if I know that you're there.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.